You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Anderson.
Head strikes and counting.
That's it.
It's all over. Luke Rockhold is the new UFC middleweight champion of the world.
Flying knee. He knocked him out. That's it. This fight's over.
Head is all over.
Back to the body goes Solo.
What is it that probably even keeps people in the sport? I think it's the love of performing in one way or another. It's, you think of rock stars, you know, it's like Aerosmith, you know, they're doing it in like the freaking 80s.
I suppose the difference though is though, like Steven Tyler isn't going on the stage and smacking a guitar over his head, is it, like every night?
Yeah, but I mean, then you've got pro wrestling example. I know people don't necessarily like that, but you got Ric Flair when he's like 90 and has, you know, is probably on dialysis at this point. You know, it's like, people love performing in front of other people. People love adoration. I think at the core of it, unnecessarily deep answer, we're a social species. And when you have that kind of love and support en masse from 18,000 people, crammed into a stadium to watch you fight, it's very emotional decision. I feel like it's not logical whatsoever. I think nobody can really say that for you. At the end of the day, you're a grown man. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. Misha Tate can return after 5 years away. She ended up getting a win in that case, and she's gotten a win since then, but she's had also some bad losses since coming back.
But you could argue as well, she hasn't had the devastating post-championship career that someone like Chris Weidman has had.
I don't think she stuck around long enough, and now we're kind of see if she is going to stick around long enough. The Ketlin Vieira loss was pretty brutal. Obviously not as brutal as like Yoel or, you know, Uriah Hall. But yeah, I feel like we might see if she gets to that exposure point now. I think it's a rock and a hard place, because if you're the promoter and you kick him out, what are they going to do? They're going to go, honestly, to Bellator. They're going to get a one championship. Hendrick Gracie fought like 5 years ago.
Would you watch Chris Weidman in a Bellator or PFL though?
I did not watch Kimbo and Ken Shamrock. I did not watch Ken Shamrock and Hoist Gracie. I did not watch those fights. Yeah. I saw them on social media after the fact. And to this day, I've still not watched them all the way through because I don't give a fuck. I know a lot of people do, and they want to see those legends, and they just kind of want to see some crazy shit. I think, you know, to a certain extent, I want to see Bob Sapp versus Noah Gehr again as well. You know, I understand. I just don't fall in the spectrum of wanting to see people just continually fuck their lives up.
Earlier when we were talking about, you think Bruno Silva's going to fuck up Chris Weidman?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Bruno Silva's in it. He's active. And he's like, I don't know Bruno's age, but he has very competitive fights all the time. And he's kind of one of those guys that goes in there to finish or be finished. And yeah, and he's a really good stand-up fighter. Obviously, he has the ground game as well, but Chris couldn't even get there with Tavares. And Tavares is known as that stalwart, that division, that guy that's stopping you getting into the rankings. But no one comes back off that leg break and looks good. It's just too, I think it's too much. And it's too much in your brain of like, if I kick this guy, last time I kicked someone like this, it fucking broke my... You're going to worry about doing that. And maybe not with, maybe throwing punches, you're worried about you're going to break your wrist or you might break a thumb or something like that. You're just thinking, oh, fuck, I'm fragile nowadays.
If your wife and children see that leg snap happen to you, I watched it quite recently as well. That's why I was grimacing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's way worse than Anderson Silva's leg break. It's like as nasty as Anderson's was, the way that it kind of flicked up and it broke the tip fell fibula. On it. Like Chris Weidman's is fucking disgusting. Disgusting the way that he broke that. And having watched your dad go through that or your husband go through that, wouldn't you just be like, Dad, what the fuck, man? Like, what are you doing? Like, you have this gym with Longo. Invest your time into the contenders and the new guys that come up that have the passion that the fire that you had on the way up. And now probably now's the time to transition.
It's like the thing that we praise them for when they're younger.
Yeah.
It's this bullheadedness.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to be good at something. And so you have to have this bullheadedness. It's almost like if you're going to be a championship level fighter, it's almost like a built-in function. And then suddenly it becomes bad. It literally does turn on a dime. Like one day your chin goes out, dream's over. It's a physical impossibility. You get hit with a jab, you're done. You know, we saw that with Chuck. I think that's the biggest thing. It's just like nobody can make that decision for them. That's why they keep doing it. If you're the gym owner, you're the coach, to them, it looks like you're abandoning them. Why don't you believe in me? It starts to look like that. If you're the promoter, I'll just go somewhere else. If you're the family members is probably even more personal. You know, I think it depends on the individual. I think some people are more realistic than others. But in general, yeah, this doggedness, I'm going to be the best on the planet.
And that's the thing. It depends on your mentality going back after everything Chris has been through to then go back and be like, I can still be the best. But it doesn't feel like that. And that's worrying because his last showing didn't look good. And that may be some rust, that may be a lot of nerves. But it doesn't inspire you to look forward to Chris's next fight.
And then obviously on that note as well, in the news recently, Nick Diaz posted a picture of him on the heavy bag, you know, swinging away as he has done in many fights of the past, saying, you know, anyone could get it, insinuating that he's ready for a
return. He actually looks in shape this time, though.
Looks in shape, but like, based upon that last fight again with Robbie Lawler and the fact that, like, you know, when Nick Diaz was at his prime, it was legitimately 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago now. What's the incentive there for, other than, you know, obviously the personal incentive for himself, but for like the fans and for the sport that those guys come back and they have a showing?
I'm not the target audience.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just not.
You are, though, because there's no new fan that is looking forward to that.
I think
or wouldn't have the same respect for Nick.
Well, not all older fans like the same thing, you know?
Sure.
I think people get into the sport for different reasons, you know? It's like, I'm one of those weirdly meritocratic people where I like to see the best fight the best, and that's a big motivation for me. I think everybody likes that to an extent. And then I think on a spectrum, I like to see freak show fights, but I don't generally like to see a pointless version of that, at least pointless in my mind. I think people's interests are all over kind of the gamut. I think there are newer fans who are also interested in Nate Diaz's brother.
I'll tell you what, though, I was astounded about the level of support for Nick prior to that fight. And there was that infamous interview where he went on Helwani's show, and he was clearly intoxicated to some degree. But there were loads of fans at that time. No, that's just Nick. I feel like they have a weird fucking perverted perception of what Nick is and was. And like that fight with Robbie Lawler, what he was doing and how he was doing, and he looked so slow. And people were, I remember at the time, people were going like, oh, this is textbook classic Nick Diaz. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys watching? Like, this is an old man yeah, at half speed being beaten up by Robbie Lawler and then just sort of giving up. And people were like celebrating it. I would have never thought I'd ever see a Nick Diaz fight where he gave up.
Yeah.
But that's what he did.
Well, there was all those little interviews and sound bites and stuff saying he doesn't know why he's there.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure why I'm fighting. I'm not why I'm doing it. He doesn't want to do it. And he's kind of just went in there because that's what you like. It's kind of that street attitude that everyone likes about them. It's like, oh, I'm fighting now, so I've got to fight. But yeah, coming back, looking out of shape because he was injured, you know, moving up a weight class and just looking slow and a shadow of his former self. That's the only reason you could say, maybe, yeah, do one more, or like a classic retro fight, match him someone accordingly and have him come in fit and try look a little bit like the Diaz of old. That could be fun. But that's the only reason I would say you could do another new Nick Diaz fight to get rid of that last memory.
Because that's the thing. Dana White came out on a podcast recently and he was talking specifically about the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. And he goes, no, I don't like seeing guys our age go out and fight, and it just does nothing for me. And it's just like, well, dude, you...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Booking BJ Penn over and over again to lose. You're booking, in my opinion, Chris Weidman. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because he's really on the precipice of like something really bad going wrong. Having watched the second half of his career go the way that it has done and the injuries he's sustained, I don't see the benefit for the fans. Does anyone want to watch Chris Weidman in 2024?
I think people will say they do, but what they mean is they want to see a redemption arc.
Yeah, they want to.
But they don't want to see him lose. And we also, like, if you were to ask somebody, who do you think is going to win, they might optimistically say Chris Weidman, but do you really think that? Like, obviously, I do think he can beat Bruno Silva. I mean, it is probably a 50-50 fight, but with everything else behind it, I think you start to lean more towards Bruno Silva. Is Bruno Silva the caliber of Chris Weidman in his best days? I think that's what people are kind of holding on to in that instance. I would love to be proven wrong. Yeah. I would love more than anything to show that, okay, yeah, this is an ethical thing. Chris Weidman does still have it.
Yeah.
He's back and he puts on great fights and he has this George Foreman-like resurgence
yeah.
later on in life that no one predicts. Yeah. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see for a fan favorite, somebody I, you know, have always been a big fan of. I would love to see that. It never happens, you know?
Because I think the reason why the last loss was so bad is because, I know it doesn't necessarily make sense, but it's because Tavares kicked the legs off him. And Weidman was shattered. And he stayed alive in there just for pure heart and will. And all the commentary were like, this is awful. What are we watching? Yeah. It's like it's just like wincing with every leg kick.
So when you watch, so you're Dana White or you're Sean Shelby or whoever, you watch that fight and you go, yeah, let's stick him in there.
Let's book him there. Let's book him there with another kickboxer. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's do that.
He's ready for another fight.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, in terms of the brutality, though, it's like, you know, if you don't leg kick him, you end up on one of those highlight reels of low IQ moments when you're, you know, Andre Sukumtat fighting O'Malley and you have every opportunity to beat him, but you refuse to keep it standing even though you're destroying him. I think it kind of turns into that. So it's like, if you're Brad Tavares, you're there to win.
Yeah. But that's something Chris is going to have to deal with. Every fight he goes into now, everyone's going to target his legs because they think that there's possibility something might come loose.
I mean, it happened to Anderson Silva as well against Cannonier. Like, didn't Cannonier check a kick? He wobbled and fell back and that was the end of that fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was in Brazil, yeah.
But yeah, you go through something like that as well. That's why, you know, it's a scary place for Conor McGregor to be in as well. Like if he comes back, it's just a free for all, isn't it? It's like, right, let's go for the fucking legs. But even though it's reinforced with steel, is that bone marrow ever going to be 100% perfect?
It's like your brain is subconsciously on a nervous system level trying to protect you from fucking yourself up again.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, yeah, you realize you're fragile and you are actually human.
I'd just be really interested to hear what most people watching this would think as well. It's just like, are they interested in seeing a 2024 Chris Weidman fight again, and specifically this weekend on the card that maybe not a lot of people are going to tune in to watch?
I think they're probably like three distinct camps. They're the ones that used to love him, are a bit more realistic about it, probably doesn't have a chance. They're the ones that are optimistic about it, and they're the other ones that just want to watch the world burn. Like, they're just like, yeah, whatever, he wants to keep fighting.
You would have to be a savage to not look at Chris fondly and not want him to do well. Yeah. Like, if you can watch the card knowing who Chris is, and then just watch him as like, oh, he's just another contender.
Yeah.
And then see him get butchered and not feel terrible about it. Like, you have to be someone else to not feel for the guy. Because he's really trying. It's just he is up against a set of circumstances that don't look well for him.
I think what we're saying is, Chris Weidman, please do well.
Yeah.
Because you're a legend. But on the other end, we're calloused MMA fans. It's not 9 times out of 10. It's 99 times out of 100. This is what happens to the older fighter. They devastatingly lose, and everyone's just like, well, all right.
Squeezing every last drop out of that old man.
Yeah.
You know, get that blood and sweat, that last blood and sweat out of Chris Weidman.
And that's the thing, it's dodgy booking as well, because, like, even though Bruno Silva is game.
Yeah.
He's had not great success recently. I think he's on a couple.
Yeah, he's a 2-fight losing skid.
So it's kind of like you're just against some guy. And it's just like, okay, it's not like a Robbie Lawler situation where someone's getting given a chance, or like a Jim Miller where there's like, this is your step up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, here's some guy also on the lost streak.
Jim Miller has kind of been booked really nicely for a long time, hasn't he? But he went on a run of just fighting nobodies.
That's like the definition of nostalgia.
He's fought Bruno Silva level guys and done well.
But in regards to some of Jim's fights, you're just like,
he fought Donald Cerrone.
who is that?
Jim Miller, I'm a believer in.
Yeah. Well, that is the...
I think he's almost done, though. He's like closing the door. In a graceful way.
Yeah, definitely. I think Jim's career is fascinating in that sense, but it's almost kind of like Dana has a special, it's like, let's get him to those fights.
That's the ultimate nostalgia booking. It's like, realistically, why on earth is Jim on 300?
Yeah.
Because he was on 100 and he was on 200. So, like, fuck it, we love Jim fucking Miller.
Like, there's a huge crowd support behind it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think there's also that, the money side of it too.
But why aren't they booking someone like Chris Weidman like that? If it's nostalgia booking, why aren't they giving Chris Weidman guys that he can beat? To make himself feel better, but you're also kind of protecting him as well, rather than putting him in against a guy that has gone 3 rounds with Pereira. When you do look at someone like Jim Miller as well, like, yes, he has had some tough fights, but like, if you were to go through names that Jim Miller has fought,
everyone
in the last, let's say, like 2 years,
some of them were pretty good.
Some of them were absolute fucking nobody.
Jim's always got a left hook waiting for someone at any time.
Jesse Butler, Nicholas Motta, Eric Gonzalez. Why can't we give... I know Jim was never at the level of Chris, but like, why can't we do that for our fighters? Why can't... If we do have guys out there that want to continue to fight, why don't we just match them up a lot kinder? Why do you have to sacrifice BJ Penn to Yair Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Why does there need to be such a sacrifice in the cage? Why can't we all just look at Chris Weidman at what he is a legend of the sport that has iconic moments, and fucking just tee the guy up. Give him a happy ending. If he could go on a 3-fight win streak against a guy who's had 2 fights in LFA and then retire, we'd all be happy, wouldn't we? It doesn't matter who Chris Weidman beats.
To play devil's advocate, the reason you book BJ Penn against Yair is if you're like on the UFC and you're like, this guy's been pestering us forever, saying he's top level, he can make a championship run. It's like, all right, big boy, go back in there. And if you lose, Yair gets to beat a big name, and that gives him a boost.
But so is that not punishing BJ Penn, though, for gassing himself up?
Well, if he's right, he's right. And then it is punishing him, absolutely, because it's like, leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah.
It's just interesting then, like, that makes perfect sense. But then when you book someone against Bruno Silva, who's on a 2-fight losing streak, it's like, why? Why have you done this to him?
I think the excuse there is, like, we get to put Weidman on a main card on TV. People tune in, ratings.
Unless you think Weidman can beat him. But then I don't think the UFC are ever that personal.
I think Weidman should be getting the guys that Bo Nickel is getting.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Guys who come in on a week's notice from a random just obscure give him Val promotion.
Woodburn every week.
Val Woodburn, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Just give him a vow, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So you might not care about Chris Weidman, but what you might care about is the channel memberships.
You're right, actually, yeah.
And you might care about that because you can get this uncut podcast for $2.99. Which is great, isn't it?
It's an excellent deal.
So that's something you really care about.
Yeah. Good time.